I thank you for having me. I thank you for listening. I thank you for submitting. I thank you for coming, expecting, coming with anticipation that God is here and is going to show up. I don't take it lightly. And I bless you for blessing me. I thank God for allowing me this time and this moment with you, allowing me the time to serve you and your pastor, to serve you in this capacity. I worship God for it. I celebrate God for it. But more than that, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Come on and just bless the Lord right on that. I thank you. Sometimes we can't get what we need because we want it to come a certain way. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can't get what we need because we want it to come a certain way. But do you know that God will put somebody in your path so you don't miss a moment? See, I grew up in foster care, and I got a book in me. Deborah gonna help me write. I got a book in me that says God gave me a mother for every decade of my life. Come on, somebody. Y'all better worship God. He'll give you who you need when you need it, and you won't miss a beat. I wouldn't be able to stand here today if God hadn't given me a mother that would nurture me in every decade that I lived in. I needed one in my childhood years. I needed one in my teenage years. I needed one as a young adult and a mother. I needed one in my 30s and my 40s and my 50s, and God did it. Say God did it. And he did it, and he'll do it again. And he's doing it for you. He's doing it for you. Don't miss the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. David said, I would have fainted. I would have given up. He said, my enemies came in. My foes stand up. They wanted to eat up my flesh. He said, but one thing that I desire, and that I will seek after, that I would dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Hallelujah. So he said, wait. Hallelujah. Be of good courage. He said, I would have given up, but I believe something in me said the goodness of the Lord is down the road. Something in me said this is good, but it's going to be better than that. It's going to be greater than that. Hallelujah. There's more to come. I got a better place in God. I'm going from better to best to excellent, and whatever else God has, I'm going to do it. If I got a lot now, I'm going to have more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I'm walking in healing, I'm gonna walk in health. Yeah. If I got good abundance, I'm gonna walk in wealth, because God has so much more, and I believe for his goodness on this side. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Woo. John 2. St. John 2, John, the second chapter, the 1 through the 5th verse. Whew. Hallelujah. To those that will listen to this later, you should be here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're having a wonderful time in God. The Lord is here. His presence is here. His goodness is here in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. John 2. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, What does that do concern to do? What does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not come. Hallelujah. But it had. His mother said to the servant, whatever he says to do, do it. And I want to say to you, whatever God is saying to do in this season, do it. Don't second guess. Don't wait. Come on. Because we got an open heaven right now. The blessings of the Lord is available right now. He's dancing over you to answer your prayers right now. So obedience cannot wait. Obedience cannot wait. Hallelujah. John's gospel reminds us that Jesus is not merely a teacher, but he's the Word himself. John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Word was invited to the wedding. The wedding is a time of committed covenant, of agreement. Amen. How many of you are really, really coming to the Lord in this season, recommitting and hallelujah, reassuring your covenant agreement? Because if you will, the Word is coming to you. Invite Jesus in to your circumstance, to your situation, to your life, whatever you are bringing, inviting. Hallelujah. Creation's response to his voice. Light comes at his command. Order emerges when he speaks. And when the same word becomes flesh, John wants us to understand something very, very crucial. If Jesus shows up, come on, and he is, delay is not an option. Hallelujah. Don't delay. This wedding unfolds on the third day. Now, you know that's loaded with theological content, right? On the third day, when we preach on the third day, and Jesus rose on the third day, and on the third day we shall rise, and everything in scripture refers to the third day. So we don't want to miss this time because it is speaking in resurrection language. That's why John wrote it. He specified the third day. In Jewish history, a lot of the marriages happen on Tuesday, dealing with the third day of the week because of this wedding that was in Cana. So it's a resurrection phrase and a verse that speaks to resurrection life. And anytime something happens in this situation, and that third day is mentioned, it means that life is going to be restored. Something is going to happen. Somebody's going to get up out of the grave. Somebody's going to walk in newness of life. There's going to be a big change or a great change in the situation. So in this wedding, the wine had run out. We studied the scripture, the wine always represents joy. It represents having a good time, just like it does for us, you know. it represents moving on into a euphoric kind of situation to another state of being. It represents being lifted out of where you are and the things that are bogging you down and the things that are holding you captive that will cause your mind not to be lifted, to cause your spirit not to rejoice. Come on, are you listening to me? Anything that would be happening, we sometimes want something to help us get out of it. What does it say? Take the edge off. Come on, come on, come on, come on, to make us feel just a little bit better. I think if I had some wine, you know, I can just be in that moment just for a minute, you know, just that taste or just that sense of a spirit that will get me out of there. In this wedding, the wine had run out. I'm speaking to people sometimes, you may not know what's going on, but that joy had run out. Come on, I had used it up, and I'm finding myself now struggling to get back to that joy place. Hallelujah. Struggling, even though life happens, say life happens, and I get bogged down, and that's real. And sometimes I don't like the way I feel. I don't like what's going on in me, but I know the joy of the Lord is my strength. I know I got to get up out of this. Hallelujah. But the wine had run out. Hallelujah. And the mother of Jesus, they don't even call the name. They said the mother of Jesus said, I know a remedy. I know how to change this. I know how to restore the joy of the celebration. Joy interrupted. Celebration threatened. They once had enough. Whew. But now I'm walking in lack. Hallelujah. My faith is being tested and tried. My resources failing. We rush to solution. This is a worshiping church. Y'all understand why. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So I'm just speaking to encourage you. You have no reason to not experience the joy. Hallelujah. That comes to us by drinking the wine of his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The wine of who he is, the true vine. Hallelujah. The provisions of the true vine. I am the true vine, and you are my branches. Hallelujah. I participate in drinking the wine because I know the goodness. Come on. When you talk about wine, brings a whole lot of money. You know, when we deal with how they deal with wine, and the longer it ages, the better it is. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. You are drinking the wine, and don't stop. If it's drying up, you know what to do. It's a crisis where celebration is threatened. But Mary says, I know what to do. I know what to do. She said, Jesus, they don't have any more wine. Woo! How many of us will be honest enough to say where we really are? How many of us will really be that honest? Mary didn't even negotiate with Jesus. She said, I ain't having no celebration if there ain't no wine. I didn't come to this party to drink water. I came to have a good time. Hallelujah. if you happy and you know it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you happy and you know it, say amen. If you happy and you know it, jump for joy. Y'all, come on. The church got to wake up. Huh? Hallelujah. So the world will see where the joy of the Lord is. Oh, no, 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 no. I like this part that Jesus was at the wedding and John wrote because he was invited. And back in the day, back in that time, you didn't go to a wedding unless you were invited. And the close friends and families went to the wedding, right? Don't forget to invite Jesus in on your celebration. Now, historically, I'm getting ahead of myself, but historically, though, like we said, the word showed up. When you went to the wedding, you were in relationship with the people at the wedding. Some said it might have been Nathaniel's wedding, and some said other people in his group, it might have been their wedding. But the fact is, he came into a situation with people he was familiar with, that he had relationship with. Come on, even though he had not worked a miracle in their presence, but he had a physical relationship with these people, and he came to experience a joy and celebration. They didn't know that the miracle was getting ready to happen. Even Jesus said, it ain't my time. But when he worked that miracle, that was the first miracle recorded. Yeah. So he stepped out into his calling in this situation. Even Jesus. I want to say it like this, Jamal. Maybe I'll search it out. It's like his mama called him out. Oh, my goodness, like his mama called him out. She said, my son is here. That's all right. I don't know what she's watched and observed about him in his lifetime, but she knew he could work a miracle. And if she didn't know it, she was taking the chance because she saw something different about him. Come on. And we're sitting around seeing gifts on our children and won't even call it out. We're seeing ourselves with our friends and seeing their gifts. Why aren't we calling it out? He was Jesus of Nazareth, but the Father in heaven allowed his mama to call him out. This sounds like a Mother Day sermon. to get him in line for that first miracle. Speaking to y'all mothers. Whew. Speaking to you with authority over your children. Hallelujah. Call them out. Delay is not an option. Do you see the condition of the world? Do you see the condition of our children? Come on, delay is not an option. I challenge you to go home and begin to look at who you're dealing with in your household. Come on. And begin to look at what God told you about them in the beginning. Come on. I challenge you to look at who you've been observing and watching over, and you know what's in them, and they have not released it. I challenge you to call it out. You might just get a miracle. Hallelujah. Now, y'all should have danced on that. You might just get a miracle. He fixed the problem. He takes the jars. Even though he said, it's not my time, he was obedient. Obedience is not an option in this season. Can I say that again? Don't hesitate to do what God is telling you in this season. Come on, there's power in the moment. Don't miss it. Come on, hallelujah. Courage to do it is in the moment, because Jesus is in the room. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. He's already there expecting a celebration. That right there should just mess you up. Hallelujah. Expecting a celebration. So to get a celebration, even though he said it wasn't his time, because he was obedient to his mama, good God Almighty, he stepped up because we must celebrate. Obedience. Come on, somebody. Immediately obey. Don't run it through your natural mind. You'll get messed up. I'm looking at this. I'm really stuck here that Jesus said it's not my time, but he obeyed his mama. I'm really kind of stuck there. In other words, he had a timeline that he was dealing with. Come on. And he was waiting on the moment. And even Jesus bowed down to the authority that was over him, and it pushed him into his ministry of miracles. See, obedience is a challenge in this generation. Come on. It's always been a challenge, but seems like it's a little worse now. Come on. Seems like it's a little worse now. But saints of God, we know what to do. Come on. Swiftly obey. Come on. Stop. If you're sitting on it, get up off of it now. And whatever he says to do, do it. Mama was walking tall and carrying a big stick. Hallelujah. She spoke to him, and then she spoke to the rest of the servant. They say that she must have been in charge of the wedding. I don't know, but everybody under her command, she gave a command to. Oh, come on. Y'all got some folks under your command, and you have been sitting down, shutting up, allowing them to back you in a corner, not going forward. But this is the season to plug into the word of God, hear what he has to say, and whatever he says to do, do it. And I'm just about really done. That act of obedience revealed his glory. And the disciples' life changed. Wow. Position yourself for the miracle. Come on. Because God is on the scene. It was not random. It was planned by God, the Father. And he knew that, wow, I'm telling you, y'all can say what you want to, but this is a real lesson in obeying authority. It's a real lesson in obeying authority. Come on. Yes, it is. Because obedience will get the miracle, But Mary, or the mother of Jesus, had to listen to the Father God, the Holy Spirit that conceived Jesus. Somewhere, somehow, she heard a voice saying, go get Jesus at this moment. That's powerful. That's powerful. So this is where we are. This is where we are. Hallelujah. And he took the water pots that represented the cleansing, y'all know all that, of the Old Testament ritual for cleaning some up. Come on. In Old Covenant, those water pots were available. Hallelujah. And he took them. I believe the scripture says that they were empty. My God, that old stuff that you're hanging in is empty. Come on. Hallelujah. It doesn't contain what it even supposed to contain because it's empty. Ah, but it's available for wine. Oh my God, it's available for the joy of the Lord. Come on, I need you to shake yourself of some old tradition, some old things that you've held on to for years, some things that you have held as genuine and purposeful for you. The Word of God says it's empty. Let it go. Let it go. Move on. Move past. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And bring it right now to the voice of the Lord. Bring it to his ability to change it. Hallelujah. He changed water with no taste, used for ritual cleansing, but empty. Now, if it was used for ritual cleansing, why weren't they full and able to cleanse? Because time had changed. It had gone past the time of it, and it's over. I'm speaking to you. I'm prophesying in the house of the Lord. Those old water pots that are empty will do you no good and unless you allow God to come and put some wine in them. Hallelujah. Put some celebration in it. Put some joy in it. Don't mourn over empty stuff any longer. Don't mourn over dead relationships any longer. Don't mourn over a job lost any longer. Don't mourn over a test you've been through any longer. But make it available. How do you make it available? I'm going to listen to what God's going to do with it. Make it available for the wine. Yeah. Hallelujah. Expectation. Divine interruption, speaking to empty stuff. Y'all bad. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. At the party, hallelujah, what the King of Glory was invited to. See, this morning is the party where the King of Glory is invited, and he showed up. Don't leave here the way you came. Hallelujah. Don't carry that empty jar back out with you that has nothing in it. Make sure you got some wine. Make sure you got some wine when you leave. Woo. Supernatural intervention in a desperate moment. Woo. There's no wine. There's no wine. There's no wine. There's no wine. I speak to the universal body of Christ. Hallelujah. Where's the wine? Come on. Hallelujah. Are you bringing to the altar empty water jars? Hallelujah. That represent old stuff and represent tradition that God left a long time ago. Come on. What are you bringing? Why are they at the wedding in the first place? This is a celebration. But God, in his ultimate glory, knew that they would be there to change it. To change it. Hallelujah. Don't look at it as the exception. Look at it as what God intended to do. Anticipate divine interruptions. Anticipate and expect God's glory to reveal, be revealed. Come on, because the Lord is here. He's here, ready to work that miracle in your life. Obedience is not an option. Hallelujah. You see, this is not a situation. Say, well, I got to go home and mull over it a little bit. That means you're going to walk out of here with an empty jar, with an empty bucket. Come on, come on. Because you decided, I want to wait. Why would you want to wait and carry something that ain't benefiting you? Why won't you let it go now and let it be filled with something that will change your life forever? God may be wanting to work the first miracle in your life. Maybe you never had a miracle before, or work the first miracle for your children. Maybe you've never experienced that before. But he says, if you obey, whatever he says to do, do it. Wine is ready. Joy is returning. The moment of your miracle is here. But you have to be willing to let him change it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many are sure they're not going to take an empty water pot no longer? Hallelujah. Give God, ask the Lord to give you eyes to see that it's empty. I don't know if Mary supernatural saw it, or why the rest of them didn't speak up. Some say she was in charge. I have no idea. But she saw that they were empty. And the wine was gone, depleted. And then the best part of that narrative, the best part of that story, those stories and narratives are in there for our learning, for our benefit, so we can walk in the ways of God. And the best part of it, it says, and the wine at the end of the ceremony was better than that was at the beginning. Hallelujah, the one they bought and paid for and thought they could celebrate with. That'll preach all by itself. Come on. Hallelujah. You think you got some good wine and you ain't got the best. Come on. You think that you having a good time. He said, but I got some wine. I've been saving it. I just need some place to put it. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever he says to do, do it. Because obedience is the difference between empty water pots and the wine of the Lord. Hallelujah. The door of the Lord is my strength. Stand to your feet. Stand up. Stand up and worship.